Listener Production.
What does winter have in store for us weatherwise? Another local bank branch about to close, and representatives of the Uluru Dialogue helping to answer questions across the Central West. Today's weather remaining mostly fine across the region, heading for 17 degrees in Orange and 24 in Dubbo. I'm Cherie Coleman and this is Central West Local News. It looks like you won't need the brolly much this winter. The Weather Bureau has released its outlook for the Central West over the next 3 months. Climatologist Hugh McDowell saying it's going to be drier than normal and warmer during the day.
Drier than average weather, warmer than average maximum temperatures, but perhaps slightly cooler than average minimum. So clear skies, cool nights, warm days and dry sunny weather.
The state government has come under fire over the passage of its water bill in Parliament this week. Dubbo MP Dougald Saunders questioning the decision not to ensure regional water utilities, along with the Sydney and Hunter Water Corporations, are unable to be privatised.
I can't tell you why people aren't getting the same in regions as they are in Sydney, and that's one of the questions I've put to the Minns Labor government. What we've seen here is an opportunity to show for the Premier that he would govern for all of New South Wales, not just for Newcastle, Sydney and Wollongong. He's failed in that very first attempt and he's left regional New South Wales behind.
Meantime, the Minns government has since agreed to establish a parliamentary inquiry that will examine what can be done to safeguard and support other regional water utilities. Gilgandra will soon be left with just one bank. The National Australia Bank will close its doors on Thursday, August 24, leaving Bendigo Community Bank as the only remaining physical branch in town. NAB saying more and more customers are choosing to do their banking online over the phone or by video conference, and that following the closure, some services will be available through Bank at Post at the Gilgandra Post Office. Having the knowledge in place to make an informed choice has been the focus this week, as representatives from the Uluru Dialogue have been making their way across the Central West. By meeting with Aboriginal Land Council leaders and community groups, they're making sure Indigenous history and the continual struggles they face are brought to light. Representative and Wiradjuri man Roy R.C. says this matter shouldn't be taken lightly.
We're not at the table at the moment, and there's an old saying that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. What this vote does, it puts Australian First Nation people at the table so that we can start to make meaningful change in relation to Aboriginal affairs at a local level.
And it's been a challenging 12 months for the community of Warren, but this weekend presents a chance to come together in support of the local ag industry for the annual Warren Show. It's the 143rd instalment, though this year the sheep section has been cancelled out of respect for the Kelly family. It kicks off at the racecourse tomorrow from 8 a.m, a gold coin entry at the gate. Checking sport to the Peter MacDonald Premiership, and in Group 11 it's 3-4 as Wellington and Nyngan square off at Larkin Oval. Dubbo Sims travel to Forbes to play the Magpies, and the Raiders and Spacemen lock horns in Dubbo. In Group 10, Lithgow and the Orange Sims battle it out for their first win, both sides currently sitting on 0-6. The Dragons and Panthers will go head-to-head, and Bathurst St Pat's host the Orange Hawks.